Thank you, Amanda. I am live in Studio A with Quan Cheng Liu of the New York Philharmonic. He's been a musician all his life. He started playing the violin as a small child and went on to win the national violin competition in Taiwan and became the first ever Taiwanese musician to play with the New York Philharmonic. And he's here now as part of a partnership between Interlaken and the Phil, working with students and putting on a concert tonight in Korsen Auditorium at 7:30. Quan, thank you so much for coming here and being
here
today.
Thank you, Kate.
Now, you started your musical education very early,
from
a swing while your father played the piano. Tell us about your father.
My father, he used to be my music teacher in a special music school in Taiwan. So I was in his class for 4 years. And when I was 6 years old, he decided to teach me how to play the violin. He is not a violinist professionally, but he teaches Suzuki method. So I was one of the, I think, three students when he first started out. So I wanted to play the violin more than the piano. I actually started the piano when I was four. And he taught me that too. So I was eager to switch to the violin. And he taught me. He was a very good teacher.
What was it about the violin that made you want to play it so much?
I think it was just at the time, violin was not an instrument that's very popular in my city. So, and my sister is also a pianist. So she played piano 1 year earlier than I did. And so then she continued to play the piano, and I also played piano. And at some point I felt, I want to play something else. So I stopped piano actually when I was five. So one day my dad came back with a Suzuki violin, a Japanese violin, quarter size. And he brought two of them back. And I was so, I remember he took a nap. And I snuck in and just opened it up to see what it is inside and then close it up right away. So the few days after that, he brought another student to our house and started teaching us how to play the open strings.
And then he continued teaching you until you started to study more professionally?
No, actually, he taught me for almost 2 years so I could take the entrance exam into the special music school. And I was his student in the same class with 30 kids for 4 years. And he treated me the same as he treated others. So it was a very special experience because my father is also the orchestra conductor, so I guess the orchestral influence runs in the family. So he's a conductor, school conductor, and he has all these tapes. I was sharing with the students. He used to bring home this Bernstein recording with the Vienna Philharmonic and Carillon recording with the Berlin Philharmonic. I didn't actually listen to the New Philharmonic recording as much as I did with those European orchestras. So, it's in my blood, I guess.
It's in your blood. And then later, you went on to win the national violin competition in Taiwan. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, the Taiwanese national violin competition happens every year. And I was actually studying in Taichung. It's actually about two and a half hours away from my hometown. So I went to my middle school there. My uncle and aunt lived there, but I was actually in a boarding school. So I went to that school for 1 year and I studied with another teacher. And then I won the competition. After that, he suggested that I should probably go abroad to study. But somehow I was not ready to leave Taiwan. So I say, no, I just want to stay, you know. And actually, what happened was in 1996, I joined this orchestra called Asian Youth Orchestra, where they gather all the kids from Asia, Japan, Korea, Vietnam, China, Taiwan. So we all get together and rehearse in Hong Kong. And that's where I met so many young musicians in my age, actually a lot younger. Some of them are younger than me. So I saw some of them were already studying in abroad, and I told myself, that's kind of the kind of plan I want to achieve. So I started to change my mind about staying in Taiwan, And then Interlaken came into the picture because one of my father's former student, Wan Yi, she studied cello with Mr. Campbell.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Cool.
So she had gone back to Taiwan and talked about how they have a really wonderful Russian teacher here, Julia Bushkova. So, and that was already late because that was already, I think, November. So the school started already, and it was too late to apply for it. So I called Julia, and I said, you know, is it possible for me to attend the spring semester? And she said she's not sure, but asked me to send a videotape anyway. So I sent her a tape of a recital I just played a couple months ago, before that. And she accepted me on the spot. So I came in here, I think, February 1st. The first time, you know, experienced snow up to my waist.
How was that?
That was crazy.
Yeah, that's a long way to go from home.
Yes, and that was the first time, so far from home. I mean, I went to boarding school 2 hours away from my hometown, but that's a different, completely different dimension because I had to take the fly. I transfer, back then they had the Northwest. Mm-hmm. I transfer in Detroit and then flew here. And Julia Bushkova was very kind. She was already there when I arrived. So I felt like someone I knew at least was there. But everything went very smooth after that.
What was the biggest adjustment you had to make?
Language barrier.
Sure.
But luckily I had some foundation of English in Taiwan. So, but mostly was writing, and I can understand English, but I didn't speak as much as I, you know, write. So, but people are very helpful here. I felt like people always try to seem like they understand what I say, even though they don't. But I remember staying in Hemingway was a really great environment. I remember we had this very wonderful lady, and we call her mom. Mm-hmm. Her name is Debbie. I'm not sure if she's still living around here. Anyway, so she's one of the sweetest person, you know. And I felt like every time I came back from classes, I see her. She's like, "Oh, Kwan, how was your classes?" And I would be just, "Oh, okay, you know, this is not bad."
So you came here and they made you feel at home.
Yes, definitely. And the students were very helpful too. I met so many international students here that we still keep in touch until these days.
Oh, yes. That's wonderful. Now, I'm a little curious about something. Your mother predicted that you would be in the New York Philharmonic. Is that true?
Yes, that's true, actually. I've been telling this story a few times now. When I graduated from Interlaken in 98, so I went home for the summer. I didn't attend the camp that year. I attended the camp the previous year, 97. So I before college, I wanted to have some time off, spend time with my family. So, and the New Philharmonic happened to be in Taiwan and actually in my hometown, Kaohsiung, for a tour with Mazur. And Glenn Dicterow, my former teacher, happened to be playing the concerto by Bauer there. And they somehow, my parents got a hold of a ticket through a friend, but they only had one, so I was able to be in the concert hall, but the concert was broadcasted outside the concert hall, so my parents were outside. But the impact wasn't the same as from the inside. So I remember the most good memory I had was the Philharmonic musician all came out. And Kurt Mazur, this really tall German conductor, came out. And they started playing the Taiwanese national anthem, you know. And I grew up with the national anthem. We sang it so much every day. But to hear that beautiful, big sound coming from the hall, you know, just a piece that I know so well, it was overwhelming. It's funny that they actually play Beethoven Fifth after that, but my mind was still thinking about the sound of the national anthem because I had heard it before because we, you know, a school orchestra, we played it too, but nothing like that.
Sure.
So I came out as completely uplifted, and my parents, my mom asked me, how was it? I was like, amazing, you know? And she's like, I think you're going to be in there someday. I was like, you have no idea what you're talking about. She just said it like that. I think you're going to be like in there someday. She's like, you got it, you know.
Wow.
I said, no, you don't know what you're talking about. So that was summer before I went to Oberlin.
Wow, mom's intuition.
She just had this big confidence in me.
That too.
So she likes to brag about that prediction even now. She says, see, I told you.
As well she should. That's a good incidence to say, I told you so.
Yes.
Yes. We're going to hear some music now, I think. Or what are you going to play for us today?
Dr. Namenstow and I have been working on this piece by Franck. It's one of the best known work for violin and piano. I played it so many times, and so has Dr. Namenstow. And we had so much fun working on it together this past few days. So we'll play a little bit of the first movement.
Wonderful.
Actually, the entire first movement.
This is Dr. T.J. Namenstow playing the piano with Quan Cheng Lu. Thank you. Oh, what a wonderful dialogue between the two of you. This room is all smiles. Everyone is smiling from enjoyment.
I love the space.
That is absolutely gorgeous. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kwan, you are the first ever Taiwanese musician to join the New York Philharmonic. And you were pretty young. You were 25-ish somewhere when that happened?
Actually, it was 23 when I won the audition. But I was at the end of first year master degree, so I decided to stay in school while the Philharmonic was really nice. They were so flexible about working out schedules whenever I have classes. So maybe when I have a more busier schedule, I just don't go in to work that week. So they did that for me for a year, and I got my master degree. So thankfully, I even had to play in a school orchestra when I was already playing with them. And that was a wonderful experience too. So I joined, I won the audition in 2003, but I officially joined in 2004.
Wow, that's such an idea to me. Like, hold on, I got to go to college and study the violin in between playing with the New York Philharmonic.
Right, I'm still so thankful for them, you know, because I finished the degree and they were so flexible about it. The whole organization is, you know, really flexible for musicians' advancement, I would say. So I actually was able to continue to pursue my doctorate degree after 2 years after I graduated from master's. And I remember talking to our beloved personal manager. He just passed away a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And he was like, oh, yeah, do it. I'll call you Dr. Liu. He was always so supportive. And I thank him for that. He always, you know, just say, just go. Just, you know.
Just go.
And the teachers at the professors at the CUNY Graduate Center where I got my DMA was also very helpful. Whenever we have tour, they let me, you know, go with my schedule, and I just have to send them the homework wherever I was. So I remember taking the Shankarian analysis for 2 years, and I had to do the homework while I was in Seoul or in Spain, and just take the picture of the homework and send it back to him with email, and he would just mark it and send it back to me with another email. So that's how it worked.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. They really wanted you in this orchestra. That is what that means. Now, does this kind of give you a rock star status in Taiwan?
I mean, people recognize the name of New York Philharmonic, but I wouldn't say rock star. There are much better violinists, you know, soloist level. We have so many good violinists these days. They really know how to produce violinists in Taipei now. I'm really surprised to see so many young kids playing so well at a young age. It's such a good thing. They have good education there for music.
Now, you do still play some solo and you teach and work with the orchestra. What are the best things about playing on your own?
Well, playing on my own, I get to learn the pieces I haven't learned, and I get to sort of check in on how I am doing with my chops. You know, when you go into work every day, I can have the violin with me on my hand for 7 hours, as much as 7 hours a day, and not practice at all. So that's really different. And I like to take a couple weeks off just every year to go to universities where my friends teach and play recital with them and teach a little bit. And I do teach, but not as much. That's also another point why I wanted to get my doctorate. I hope to teach in a university somewhere someday when I retire. From the Philharmonic, or maybe I could do both. I don't know.
They seem to be pretty flexible. I'm guessing you could probably.
Well, not as flexible.
Now, and what is for you the best part about playing with the orchestra?
The best part is we get to meet artists, conductors, you know, on a regular basis, and truly the top, you know, champions in the world. And playing with my colleagues, basically. Each one of our colleagues are so talented. I was just talking to the other three guys who came here. It's like everybody is, you know, he's or her own talent. And we learn so much from each other, especially in the violin section. We have a rotation system, so I get to sit with different people all the time.
Oh.
And it's amazing how everybody plays ever so slightly different, and you get to learn their style, because when you sit together, you have to match really well, mm-hmm. so create a unified sound. So, and then we have wonderful other sections as well, and it is really wonderful to watch and hear my colleagues on a daily basis. So that I think that for me, I am still learning, even until these days. I think I'll continue to learn. Even the younger players, when they just join the orchestra, I feel they already have their very own thing in their playing, and I like to pick up on that, you know. So yeah, and also traveling around the world is really nice. I like to take my family with me too when we travel.
Well, thank you so much for traveling all the way out to the woods with the New York Phil, Quancheng Lu. Thank you so much for being here today.
Pleasure. It's truly a pleasure.
Please do come tonight to Corson Auditorium to see this concert with the New York Philharmonic, members of the New York Philharmonic, working with the Interlochen Orchestra. That's Corson Auditorium at 7:30 tonight. Again, thank you so much, Quan.
Thank you.